90 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declaring a state of emergency in his state as the rain keeps coming down in South Florida. ABC's Victor Oquendo is in Miami.
More than 1,000 flights canceled or delayed.
I was through security and then I got the notification that it was canceled. So, hey, nothing you can do about the weather.
Submerged roads making transportation a nightmare.
Even the Florida Panthers were delayed trying to get to the Stanley Cup final in Edmonton, and there's more rain in the forecast for today. President Biden is in Italy this morning meeting with G7 leaders. He will also sit down with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, pledging U.S. support for a new security agreement for his country. Will Elon Musk be staying at Tesla? Shareholders of the company will vote today on an all-stock deal worth nearly $50 billion. The package was approved last year but was thrown out by a Delaware judge earlier this year. That pay package was worth even more than that, but the share price of Tesla has fallen in recent months. This is ABC News. With the Summer Olympics set to start in Paris in a little over a month, there are now some new questions about France's bid to host the 2030 Winter Games in the Alps.
The word is Macron's surprise announcement of national elections in the coming weeks is delaying the signing off of Olympic paperwork. IOC member Karl Stoss insists there must be a guarantee by
the French government and a final confirmation of a public partnership contribution to the Games organization budget.
France has previously hosted 3 Winter Olympics, the most recent in 1992. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Houthi rebels launching a fresh attack in the Red Sea, this time using a boat to send a bomb toward a commercial ship, the captain of the ship saying it is taking on water. And found off the coast of Canada, the last ship of British explorer Sir Ernest Shackleton. The wreck has been discovered off Labrador 62 years after it disappeared. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Many people with unique homes reach out to Pella because our team of experts can customize windows and doors that match architecture from any era.
I love that I have a home that's 100 years old. It's a historic district, and we didn't want to ruin the look by having modern windows in an older home. When I found out that Pella had an architecturally accurate product line, they simply guided us and helped us to make a great decision for our home.
Order today and get 0% interest for up to 48 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Certain restrictions apply at 6/30/2024.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at wgbw.fm.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News, I'm Ellis Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump and current First Lady Jill Biden are both coming to Wisconsin. Jill Biden will be in Green Bay on Thursday to meet with local seniors and launch a new initiative, Seniors for Biden-Harris. Trump will be in Racine a few days later. Our battleground state has been a popular destination for both Biden and Trump in 2024, who will fight to win key points here in Wisconsin in November. Wisconsin ranks number 11 in the nation for kids' well-being. That's according to the annual Annie E. Casey Foundation Kids Count data book. Wisconsin's child poverty rate is down, but Emily Miota of Kids Forward says disparities persist.
Wisconsin remains the worst state in the nation for Black children and families.
Black children in Wisconsin are 29 times more likely to live in high-poverty areas, and they're not doing well on reading tests. Absenteeism is a problem, too. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Pack breaks camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers wrapping up their 3-day mandatory mini camp. What was the final practice like?
I think anytime you go into the last day, it's kind of like the last day of school. I think it's a little bit harder to keep their focus. You just got to keep reminding them to stay dialed in, and we still have a couple more meetings left. So that was kind of the message at the end of it.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. The players will be back in 5 weeks for training camp. Baseball, bottom of the 6th inning. Milwaukee's Bryce Terang and Blake Perkins pulled off a double steal. Pat Murphy on giving them the green light.
We study the other team, how they defend first and third. It's a play where they cut the shortstop in front and actually throw to him, give you the perception that the shortstop's in front. When you see that, the third base coach holds the guy.
The Crew went on to win 5-4 over the Blue Jays to win the series. They host the Reds tomorrow night. NBA tributes for Lakers legend Jerry West. That's his silhouette in the league logo, and that's why Jerry West's nickname was the logo. He was 86. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny and windy in your forecast for today. Good morning, I'm Corey Hartman. West winds will approach 30 miles per hour today, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Mostly clear and breezy tonight, a low around 59. Friday sunshine, 78. Partly sunny and 76 Saturday.
Currently 66 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome documentary filmmaker and comedian Michael Alexander for part two of his interview about his film Out of the Loop. And Mike Clemens joins the show to discuss all things Wisconsin sports.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, so much fun so far. Having Big Wayne in the house. Lynn and John Mocco talking about Uptown Cheesecake. We've got Vanessa Moran. What did I say?
Cheesecake.
Did I say cheesecake?
You said cheesecake.
I said cheesecake.
It's Uptown.
That is not a bad name, though.
We could put a place right next to it.
Absolutely.
Right? There's Cerugis is there and Pizza
Uptown
Ranch.
Cheesecake. Or cheesesteak.
Oh, even better.
Uptown cheesesteak.
Yeah.
But maybe do a cheesecake and then a cheesecake.
Yes. Oh, this is going to be phenomenal.
You could be onto something there. All right, let's get the
word
of the day.
Did you ever see the movie Toasted?
Never.
Never.
I'm too young for that. No, I'm too young for that, remember?
It's the one with Jerry Seinfeld.
Nope, not that one. Too young.
It was just on 2 months ago.
I love that. Too young.
And anyway, but the thing is about when they're naming different cereals and stuff, and somebody was just...
The new one!
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not that young.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh,
it came out
no.
a month ago.
Unfrosted.
Unfrosted.
There we go.
That's the name. Unfrosted. And anyway...
Got me craving cheesecake now.
It was a spoof,
Vanessa.
But it's about how different things got their weird name.
Yeah.
Like, what's her name? Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah.
Okay, she was working for NASA, okay, and they're trying to bring her over. She says, hey, try this. I just came up with this new fruity drink for the astronauts. And Jerry Seinfeld goes, that has a good tang to it. that's not a bad name.
Dang.
It's like that's how they're coming up with the names.
Right.
But anyway, this is our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest at WGBW WISS. Your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include staycation to Door County, Fort Atkinson, or Lake Geneva.
All right. And this morning, this hour's keyword is Civic. C-I-V-I-C. Civic. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores, choose WISS or WGBW, and use a text button to send the keyword Civic for your chance to win these great statewide prizes.
Once again, the keyword is Civic. There we go.
All right.
Hello, Vanessa.
Hi.
Vanessa Moran joining
us.
Yes. You have great energy. We love having you in the studio. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful.
All right.
I'm absolutely wonderful. Just glad to be here again talking about Feed My Starving Children.
Yes. And we talked a little bit about it, talked to some other people, and I think you're going to have a great turnout. The energy's getting out there that...
We had to actually call the Green Bay Rockers and have extra seats released because entire section filled up.
That's phenomenal.
Yes. Yep. After this broadcast, we had to call them and say there is no more seating available for the Feed My Starving Children, ticket package.
Yeah.
And they released extra ones.
And that's coming up on Father's Day, right?
Father's Day, this Sunday. Yep, 105.
Yeah, 2 days. No, 3 days. 2 days. Whatever.
it's within a week.
Very soon.
It's very soon. And the money goes to what? Tell us about how little it costs to feed
Okay, you heard about our roadblock, right?
We had a little bit of roadblock. We're working on it.
I didn't. Oh, this is news to me.
Go ahead. Answer his question.
All right. We'll get to that.
Before we get to that, is keeping us down.
So we committed to feeding 100 families.
Absolutely. Yeah.
For a year.
For $1,090.
Yes, $1,090.
And, okay, so that, because we want to, and everybody should do that.
And
but,
Todd and Jim and myself, we're all going to put in $30
okay.
for the $90 part.
Sure. Right.
But I can't now because I got a $35 citation for not having a tag on the trail when I was biking yesterday.
That has nothing.
So yeah. because of that, kids aren't going to eat.
Do I get out of it because of my 3 speeding tickets? No, Johnny, no, that's just life.
I should have gotten one this morning.
Talk about those.
Yeah, I did say that. Yeah, don't talk about this. All right, Vanessa, this is, but, okay, so and part of the fundraising is this Friday, this Saturday.
This Sunday. Three days, Jim.
Sunday at the Rockers game. Thank you. Tell us how far that money goes.
So
I think it's incredible.
29 cents is all it takes to make one of those meal packages. Mm-hmm. So all it is 4 raw food ingredients, rice, soy, veggie, and then a vitamin blend, which is very specifically designed to combat malnutrition. So 29 cents is all it takes. Each one of those meals, over the course of a year, what we say is, you know, 365 meals, it comes to $109 to basically to save a child's life. It's not just feeding a child. You are saving their life.
Because that ships out all over the world.
All over the world. It's about 70 countries now our food has gone to and some of the most remote locations in the entire world. And the best part about it that we talked last time about was this is all hand-packed. We don't have giant machinery, warehouses, all of these things. The volunteers are the human machinery. They make it all happen.
We're going to be there for that. That's a great.
I can't wait.
It just, you feel so good. But 29 cents or $2.90, like whatever. That's lemonade stuff. Everybody should be donating.
Everybody can
do that. Tell us how easy it is to donate. And if we don't go to the game this coming Sunday, how else can we donate to Feed My Starving Children?
Yeah, it's really simple. We have a website, and I'll post that. We can share that with you guys if you want. Otherwise, following us on Facebook. I'm our media chair, so I do all of our social media, all of our email campaigns, all of our news and radio broadcasts, anything you need, and all of that is pushed out. I try to be really, really timely, and you'll see the link right there. It's just a simple donation site.
Okay, so our plan was to raise the money.
Yeah, what happened here?
Okay, so we were going to return plastic bottles that have the 10-cent deposit in Michigan.
Oh.
Yes. Isn't that a good idea?
Yes.
Environmentally safe.
Brilliant.
That was my idea.
Well, I probably shouldn't have mentioned that on air because people started texting me and saying, look it up. It's completely illegal to take bottles bought in a different state.
I have a better idea for you then. How's this?
Okay, but the reason I'm saying that now is, because you guys have something. I saw one on your website about cans.
We do.
Okay.
So here, I have a better. We can problem solve. We'll make this work. Okay. So here's what's going to happen. You're going to donate and collect all of these cans.
Yes. Oops,
don't walk away from the mic. All of these cans that you drink, every soda pop, everything, save them. Bring them to St. John the Baptist Parish right in Howard, right off of Glendale.
Oh, yeah.
There's a giant collection site. It says Feed My Starving Children on it. Throw the bags up over the top. We take those for all of June, July, and August. Any money raised from those cans comes to Feed My Starving Children.
Phenomenal.
But we want to earmark it towards us. You got a little division or something?
Or can we just mark each
one? How about between
piece of duct tape on each one that's
how
ours?
How about we do this? Between 6 and 9 in the morning when we're on and we promote it, if they drop off cans, we get that credit.
So here's the thing. We don't know when they come.
She's not easy to negotiate with.
I think she was. She's one of those people that I want it all, and that's everything else.
This is the way it's going to work. You know, but here's what we're really trying to do. There are graduation parties going on like mad right now, right? We have all kinds of fun summer celebrations, weddings, anything. Just set up a bin and say, cans only.
Right.
And at the end, bring it in. I was at a graduation party for one of my former students on Sunday, and they had a little bin saying, cans only. These are for Feed My Starving Children.
That's so awesome.
It was amazing.
How many graduation parties do you get invited to every year?
Oh,
well, considering that I get to actually, my
hand
old
out
students,
the diplomas.
I get to hand out the diplomas. Sunday was a great day. It was a little bit windy, but I actually have the honor serving on the school board. I get to actually hand out diplomas to all of my former students.
And how many schools are you principal at?
I served as an administrator in 3 different schools.
Okay.
A dean, associate principal, and a principal.
That's awesome.
So you meet a lot of kids.
I do, and I love them all.
Do you? I know you do. I could tell you do, and you even.
Look at that. Todd just brought in a whole bucket full
yes.
of.
Well,
what we're going to do is we're going to count them whenever we send them in. And then we'll just ourselves take credit for it.
Maybe weigh them. Don't count them. Weigh them instead. It'll be easier.
Yeah, that would be.
You've been counting for a long time.
We got a scale here.
Yeah, I. don't
Todd's
know.
Todd's going to weigh him right now.
Todd, you got this.
Look at Todd.
But, all right.
Todd's there. A great
there. There.
It doesn't work. Okay.
It's not enough.
Jim, go step
powers
on
of
it.
Estimation say that that's probably about,
oh my God.
That's probably about 29 cents.
Jim, do this. Okay. Go step that's, on a scale and hold the bucket of cans.
And then get
and we'll
and then
just
get
subtract.
Right.
There
yeah.
we go.
Yeah,
and then we go. Yeah.
Why don't you do that, John?
What are you first?
Oh, my God. Listen, we'll make it happen.
Money, we'll figure that out. You should get on the scale and put your 90
you're getting,
pounds on there.
You are getting at least $1,060 from us.
Some way, somehow.
No, because I can't because that 35 I got to do for the park.
All right, all right. We're into this. I think this is.
We are. We're 100% committed to this.
Do you still need volunteers? That's later. But
later on, we'll need volunteers, about 3,000 of them.
Yeah, let us work that.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. I'm not kidding.
But it is
3,000 volunteers.
Yes. But okay. It is so organized.
It really is.
You guys put us at our little stations. We put our little white hats on. And
well, you've done this?
Oh, yeah.
We joke around that it's the most fun you'll ever have in a hairnet. Ever.
It is.
It's loud. There's music.
There's music.
Competitions.
I don't know about that.
And everybody's nicer than the next person. They're all there for the right reason.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I've done that a couple times. That's fun. We're going to. That's later, though, when we do the packing,
absolutely.
Right?
For now, we just want to let's pack that Rockers game. Wet Possum is playing starting at noon. They're a great 80s band. The gates open at 12:05. 1:05, the game starts.
Right. And people, how can people help at that game?
We have volunteers covered for that, but what they can help with is showing up in those seats. And we're going to have a 50-50 raffle.
Right.
Awesome.
So you'll see me walking around saying, hey, tickets.
But the people that want to buy your tickets, they're sold out, right?
They are not sold out. They released more seats.
They did. Okay.
So please go buy.
Excellent.
Bring your dad to a game. Make him pay, right?
That's absolutely.
And then on the 50-50 raffle, you get
50% of
right?
it. Yeah,
and then
the proceeds.
We'll put a lot of pressure on the guy that wins, or the lady that wins the 50.
Yeah.
The other 50.
Hey, you know
what? Give it back. Give it back.
The whole state is
every golf tournament is that way.
It is always like that. I feel so much pressure. I've
like,
never
known anybody at a golf tournament to keep it because there's
I've
such
never
peer
seen it.
Pressure.
Oh, yep. I do.
Oh, yeah, you're different, though.
I
but
do.
Then you it's donate like, it.
No, I think the guy just put in like $20. It was a friend of mine. He goes, he did not give it back.
Really?
No, he didn't. No, he put in like $20 or something. He,
yeah. Oh, okay.
But anyway, that'd be fun to chant that at the game. So,
we're going
to
have a good time.
This is great. And I'm sure you got a lot of youth coming to that, but, you know, parents, family. And that's such a great stadium, isn't it?
It's such a perfect day to do. It's Father's Day. It's supposed to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, bring your kids and know you're serving a great cause.
Oh,
you know,
boy.
You've always been involved one way or another with kids, haven't you?
Yeah.
One way, whether teaching them, whether being an administrator, principal, now school
Church,
board.
Yeah.
What is it?
Why?
I
just.
Because I know a lot of people, I'll be honest with you, God bless kids, but they get burnt out. I mean, they just get burnt out.
And we don't even teach.
It's the opposite for me. They energize me. They keep me young. They keep me excited. Like, those hugs mean everything. Even at graduation, just seeing them, you know, growing up and walking across that stage, giving them hugs, handing them their diplomas. I used to shake their hands every morning outside my classroom door. They would not enter until I was there to greet them. And they had a handshake, hug, or high five over those, you know, the span of, you know, decades. And getting
awesome.
To
what
see
cool
them and do it again.
For them to learn, too. You know, I mean, right, just that starting in a friendly way, as Dale Carnegie always said. But we handed out the medals at the marathon, and you were just hugging more kids there. But you knew a lot of kids too. But even if you didn't know,
no, them. I really did. Those were all straight.
Sure seems like you did.
Just a few. But you know what? Here was the connection, the bond there. The reason why we're able to give those hugs and have those moments is because you're sharing in such a special moment together.
Yeah.
When they cross that finish line.
I thought of you. I was watching a Jim Gaffigan thing. They say, you know,
him.
These people that run marathons, it's like they look like they've been tortured where it's like, we have your children. You must run 26 miles.
There were a few that looked pretty tortured when they
God.
That's why I was running.
But here's the part funny. He goes,
to get to them.
And then these people that hand out water, I could never do that. It's like my arms would get sore.
They need it, boy.
It's like, well, all right. Nothing to do with marathons.
This is awesome.
You guys stick around, though.
Okay.
We will.
All right, you got
definitely.
A few minutes? We can stick around another thing? Yep. Okay. So a quick break. Vanessa Moran joining us. Very important stuff. Back after this.
It was still September when your daddy was quite surprised to find you with the working girls in the county jail.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show. I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libkey Roofing, and I'm excited to announce it's our 90th anniversary. You don't stay in business this long without taking great care of customers, using quality products, having excellent workmanship, and on top of all of that, a clean guarantee. Thank you, Northeast Wisconsin, for allowing us to protect tens of thousands of homes and businesses for the last 90 years. When you're looking for a local, high-quality contractor with a 90-year history, give us a call. And remember,
people you know, call 920-ROOFING.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You know, kids are kids.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a beautiful Thursday morning. It is 65 in Green Bay, 64 in Appleton, 64 in Oshkosh. I'm actually going to a Rockers game tonight.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's right. We've got a couple things going on tonight.
I'm going to both things tonight.
All right.
Yes. Vanessa Moran with us. My Starving Children is her organization.
Yeah, we'll talk about baseball, but I was at the Brewers should do something. I was at the Brewers game yesterday, and what surprised me about that, Johnny, is... I don't know, 32,000 people. I'm like, don't you people work? I'm like,
yeah, in the middle of the afternoon.
1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
Hey, you want to know something terrible?
You were there?
I've never been to a Brewers game in my entire life.
Well, I can change that.
Okay, I haven't known her long. So we haven't shared more.
You're going to kick me out now?
Too many personal things. But she's never had a drink of alcohol in her life.
No, not alcohol. Oh. Beer. Beer.
Oh, you haven't had a taste of beer in your life.
The smell, I can't do it.
Wow.
I'm sorry. It's terrible.
Well, at least it wasn't the whole alcohol thing. It made me a little nervous.
No. I'm from Wisconsin.
Especially with
Myrtle Stone Sours.
Especially with your previous boss.
Do we still have that spotted cow in the fridge?
No. Oh, okay. Listen.
Did you hear what Jim said? We're not going to go into it.
No, don't go into it.
That's surprising, especially because your former boss.
No.
We're not going to talk about
him. No.
We're not going to talk about him.
No, but you know what's really interesting? I just can't do it.
She's already got the...
I'm worried that spotted cow is going to come out and there's going to be some kind of bet that I have to drink that to raise some money. And I'm like, this is a Christian organization.
Yeah. So I want to talk more about how universal your program is, Feed the Starving Children. And I mean, everyone, I don't care who you are, whether you have kids or not, kids are like, that's the future. And you've got to have some empathy. And everyone can get involved in this. I mean, a kid could do a lemonade stand and send you the money. Parents could cut the lawn and say, look, I'm going to cut the lawn 10 times this summer. One of them is going to go to Feed My Starving Children.
How does anybody ever drive past a lemonade stand without stopping? It's like, come on. I don't care what I've got. I'm stopping.
Absolutely.
So we have a ton of different fundraisers that we have. I was just trying to find a few of them because we have things like Culver's donation nights.
So you go and get your ice cream and 10% go to that.
10%, all of those. And those are all going to be on our, they come up all throughout the year. Right. They're going to be all on our Facebook page. But from what you can do just as an individual, yeah, you're right. My children did a bake sale. They sold muffins for 25 cents each. They raised $75.
Wow.
At a rummage sale. They made more than I did.
Okay. And divide that by 29 cents. Tell those kids what they're doing.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
Jim, enough about that. I got a new idea for our Super Bowl, for the draft, how we're going to make some money.
Okay.
We're doing a muffin stand.
No, that's
they made $75. I'll take that.
Yeah, we will. Because, you know, that's
thing I saw. Muffin tops.
Yes, the old Seinfeld thing.
There you go. We could do that. But,
it's the only one I saw.
But there's a ton of organizations. Panera, Pizza Ranch, Culver's, Brain Freeze. There's a lot of businesses that help us.
That's awesome.
And that's going to be on your website,
absolutely,
which you're going to give to me right now again. It's feedmystarvingchildren.com.
It's a little bit longer because we are a mobile pack. So Feed My Starving Children is the overall organization, but each individual mobile pack has their own site.
Okay, what did you tell me was your favorite thing at the farmer's market?
Oh, cheese curds.
Okay.
Always.
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to be coming in?
Guess who's coming in?
Cheese Curd Nick is coming in. We're going to hit on him to see if we can do a night there. Here he is. We're going to see if he'll do a night there. To
10%,
10%, anything, any of those, anyone at all. If you own a business and you are listening to this right now, if you want to take a day, an hour, whatever, a week, a month, anything and say 10% of my funds during this time, we'll promote it.
We will promote them.
We'll promote you as a business. Thank you for your patron or for your willingness to donate and then also trying to get people to patronize your business for that.
And it's good stuff. I mean, Pizza Ranch, Culver's. I mean, we're going to go there anyway, so let's just go the night that you get your 10%.
Exactly. Okay, and there's lots of organizations that do that, but this organization is different in the fact that we are really trying to save lives.
Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, does bring them. I mean, it's 7:24 and we got cheese curds for breakfast.
It's like Dennis of the Glam Band just goes, oh my God, it's Nick. Come on in here, Nick.
So, you know, here's the word of the day is green. I'm kidding. It's civic.
It's cheese curds.
I'm going to try and give you cheese curds.
The keyword is
get to the Rockers
sick.
Game.
Yeah. Here.
Get to the Rockers game.
Come on,
Sunday.
Come over here.
Come on over. If there's cheese curds, come sit next to me.
You just take that chair. And
there
we'll put Nick
go.
In between
we're
us.
A sampling.
I'll share the thing.
And we're gonna pitch to Nick.
Come on, sit here, Nick.
For Feed My Starving Children.
Nick brought in some very special things.
I brought very special brats in today.
Oh my God!
I'm salivating
like
already.
They're like pineapple or something.
Pineapple teriyaki brats, because you guys talk.
Pineapple
about
teriyaki brats.
Okay, Nick, sit down. You say that again.
And we need water apparently for this.
Oh, they're still nice.
We need water. Oh, it smells so good. He's passing them right over.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay, speaking about feeding starving children, think about it. No. So here's something to think about. We have food delivered to us right now, and there are children right now in the world that are dying of starvation. And then it's 6,200 children die every single day due to hunger-related
causes. Are
you going
to take a big bite now? I mean, come on.
Wow.
Now I'm going to feel really guilty.
Oh, my God.
But it's something to remember and to think about every time that you sit down and have a meal, that there are children around the world that don't.
John, give this to her.
I hear
she can send it to him.
Just let me take half. Yeah. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
You know, when I talked to her and I told her about the farmer's market, she goes, oh, my God, I love the cheese curd place. That's my favorite place. So when she saw you out there, she goes, oh, my God, Nick.
You have no idea. I have a slight addiction.
Okay, well, there's some raw cheese curds for you guys to have with your brats.
Nick, do you do the brats, too?
No, those are Pelkin's brats.
These are awesome. So did you take a bite of this, Johnny?
No, I have not.
And what's in this? We went to a brat.
Feel too guilty.
Yeah, that's why I brought him in today.
Because we went to that store and they had, I don't know, 10 different kinds, probably more than that.
Well, no, we were at Wagner's in Oshkosh and I told Nick last night, I said, they've got more different types of brats than I've ever seen.
What is this?
And you said...
And I said, Pelkins has over 70 different kinds of flavors of brats.
70?
70.
All right.
As my
see how quiet
how
it got.
Is it, Todd?
It got so quiet.
Todd's giving a thumbs up.
Everybody's eating. It's so quiet.
Thank
you for doing this.
No problem. The pineapple teriyaki brat we don't do all the time, but it's very popular when we do it. I was introduced to the pineapple teriyaki brat by Keith and Jackie Bernshine up at Door County Custom Meats because they do their own brats.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. So they do processing, and they actually used to vend at the farmer's market in Green Bay, and. He said, Keith said one day, you got to try this brat. And I said, what is it? He's like, pineapple teriyaki.
Wow.
He's like, no, it's not overpowering.
Right.
You guys had it. It's just a little hint of pineapple, a little hint of teriyaki. And it's actually one of their number one sellers. So then what I would do on certain events, I would, instead of having I don't want to say it the average brat, but, you know, just having a brat, we did the pineapple teriyaki at some events. And everybody, you know,
that
they just love them.
Yeah. This is really, so the guy, the company with the 70 brats, Pelkins,
yes.
Where are they?
They're in Suamico.
Okay.
They're right across the street from Chives.
All right. Okay.
Okay. And so there's that little strip, they have Chives and there's that little like boutique there, I believe.
Vickery Village.
Yeah. Yep. And then there's Spork. They're right next to Spork. They're right in there. They have over 70 kinds of brats. They have all kinds of different beer.
What a great Father's Day.
I've never been there.
Neither.
I got to stop there.
Everybody's been to Chives. So you haven't had the beer. We got to go there.
You would have a beer with this.
I heard that on the way in. I'm like, yeah, you haven't drank beer. But you're having a Diet Coke. That's going to offset the brat.
Then I'll leave it alone. It's worth it.
All right. Father's Day weekend, we got to go get some brats there. And really,
and then
I'm
come to the Green Bay Rockers
game. Oh, yeah, we're going there for sure.
Right. Okay. Can you stick around, Vanessa?
I absolutely
can. You stick around, Nick?
Yes, sir.
All right, we got to set it a quick break. Back with, because we got to hit you up on something. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get some money out of your pocket, so stay tuned.
I didn't
back
bring up any money.
Baby, please. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A lot of dairy exhibitors already reacting to the announcement earlier this week that Wisconsin will require testing of lactating cows going to county fairs and exhibitions. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Of course, this will impact county fairs, but it also impacts exhibitors. They're trying to make decisions right now on whether they're going to take those dairy cattle to the shows or keep them home. One of those, Stacy Copenhafer. She's a dairy cattle exhibitor from Waniwok, and she said right now she's just trying to get her facts straight about this new requirement.
I got in contact with my vet. I'm waiting on a call back because she actually had no idea about the testing. So I'm kind of stuck there too. Waiting on a call back today when we figure out what the price is going to be, how long the wait period is. I got a couple heifers out last night for the first time, a little chaotic, kind of hoping that they can go, but kind of just sitting and waiting for a couple of days. And then if it doesn't work out, I might just have beef cattle at the fair.
That's Stacy Copenhafer. She is a dairy cattle exhibitor, just trying to figure out how she'll be able to still show dairy cattle with the new requirement effective June 19th that lactating dairy animals must be tested negative for the high path avian influenza before they're allowed to show. Remember, more details on that available through the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection website. We've also got details up on ours, MidwestFarmReport.com. Market's a little mixed as we get started on a Thursday morning. Numbers are next.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Around the clock, your dairy cows rely on you. And when you need support, Compeer Financial is here. Here with cutting-edge ag finance technology, industry knowledge, and local experience to help your farm thrive. As avid supporters of the dairy industry, we tip our hats to you during June Dairy Month and every other month of the year. Contact us at 844-426-6733 or visit Compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
No change on barrel or butter prices yesterday. The 40-pound block cheese gained a quarter at 193 and three quarters. This morning, December corn is up 2 at 470. November beans currently down 2 at 1145. July wheat up 2 at 619 a bushel. The fluid milk class 3 that goes into cheese for July up 11, 2071 a hundredweight. There's your market snapshot. I'm Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny and windy in your forecast for today. Good morning, I'm Corey Hartman. West winds will approach 30 miles per hour today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Mostly clear and breezy tonight, a low around 59. Friday sunshine, 78. Partly sunny and 76 Saturday.
It's 67 right now.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. 97.9 FM WG. We got a lot of moving parts. We're eating brats. We got cheese curds. We're talking about feeding the kids. We're talking about some other things.
What?
But either way, okay, so Nick, cheese curd Nick is in the house. He's got one of the most popular stands in all of the farmer's market.
Yep.
Now, so remember a couple of years ago when you graciously allowed me and a buddy to come there for a veterans fundraising event.
Yes, yep.
Remember that?
Yep.
It was very successful.
Yeah.
And we were wondering, since we're work, Jim and I are, and Todd are working.
We're going to put this pressure on this guy. We should talk to him between the break. You're going to ask him right
We're talking about more fun things during the break.
Hey, you know what? That's how Mino rolls.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Ann.
How can I get some of your money?
Right.
So could we take a night where we could come and help man the booth even or whatever, and for a few bucks donate it towards Feed the Starving Children?
Okay, let's not say man the booth.
Why?
Okay. Way of saying,
I thought I did that last time.
A nice way of saying that we aren't going to be able to man the booth.
Put them on cleanup.
When I say man the booth, but how about we do this? You guys come down. I will talk to Allie on Broadway to make sure it's okay, which I don't think it'll be a problem.
So we don't run into another plastic bottle debacle.
Yes.
And then what?
Wait,
point.
Yes. Hold on.
Yeah.
So what we'll do is
to raise money.
Well, we can't do it before we can't do it before Sunday with that. But anyway, what we can do is I'll talk to Allie. We'll set you up. I'll bring an extra tent, and then do you have signage and stuff like
sure
that?
Sure, we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll put you next to us, with us, but next to us, and we'll just say, hey, these guys are here.
We'd love that. That'd be such an honor. Yeah. And plus, I'd be right by the cheese curd booth. So it's a win-win.
They're good people. Just look, watch, try me.
But think about that. They get, 5,000-6,000 people there. All we got to do is get $1 a person.
Honestly.
That'd be phenomenal. Out of every 5 people, 20% of the people have to give us $1, and we hit our goal. No. We will serve 100.
I got a quick text here. It's Luann. I met Nick at the farmer's market last night. Yummy cheese curds. Thank you.
Get the best.
And Luann, we're going to see you back again when we have a booth or a tent for Feed My Starving Children.
So do we man that booth then?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
You do it.
We'll be there.
You do it?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm in.
Okay. You're in?
I'm in.
All right. Perfect. So what I'll do is, like I said, I'll talk to Allie. I'll try to talk to her this week and see, because everybody's schedule. So is it any Wednesday right now available?
We'll make it. We'll talk. We'll talk on break and we'll figure it out.
All right.
We got
so
this.
So I'll talk to Allie.
Amazing.
I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure they won't have a problem with it. And then we'll do that. And basically what we did with you, John, is we just extended our booth when we did the veterans thing too.
Yeah.
And we'd kind of put you on the end of the booth. So basically it would be more, the flow would be better if, you know, we just offset.
We're all in. Yep.
But we would have signage. Yeah, we can put signages on all the tents.
Awesome.
You know, listen, and Feed My Starving Children, we're just so grateful for any support. 29 cents is enough to pack for an entire meal. And it's just every penny counts. So we're grateful for any opportunity to get out there in front of people, get donations. It's a big job. It's a lift of $150,000 over the course of the year just to pay for the raw food ingredients. Massive.
People don't understand just the ins and outs of everything, you know, like what you guys do all the way down to what we do. Mm-hmm. You know, people just think, oh, we put up a tent and get a grill going and some fryers and away we go. And there's so much work to whatever these, you know, whether it's the farmer's market or what you guys are doing, mm-hmm. you know, like with that picture that you showed me with all those people doing the packing. It's what I tell people is when they say, well, how difficult is your job? And I'm like, the vending is actually the easiest part of the job. Like you probably, the marketing is probably, it's probably the easiest to do the marketing. Mm-hmm. It's the boots on the ground. Yeah. It's the
logistical components. It's the planning. It's the year round effort. Our entire partner board works so hard.
Right. And the same thing with me. It's like to be at the farmer's market for 5 hours. That's the simplest thing. It's the running around. It's the making sure your orders are in line, making sure, you know, you get everything, you pack it right. You know, I leave to go to the farmer's market, I forget stuff. You know, then it's like one of the reasons why we get there at 1 o'clock is I kind of set myself up. In case there's failure. So I have a little bit of leeway. Like 2 years ago, we had a fryer, a gas box on a fryer. I cleaned out the fryers the day before. The next day, it wouldn't light. Mm. Get to the farmer's market. We light it. I'm like, it's not lighting. I knew what was wrong with it. But because we're there early enough, I was able to unhook my truck from the trailer, go get another fryer, come back, set it up, and get it going. Where it's, you know, there's just so many moving pieces.
And I think people need to, when you say there's a farmer's market, there's so much that goes on behind the scenes there. Like mm-hmm. you're talking about it, every event. How many volunteers?
Well, I used to work on the street at the old Fort Square. So right. I worked, that was my office, right? It was right outside. And I would see it. You're exactly correct.
That's set up at 5 a.m. I mean, I'm talking about the one on Saturday. Oh, yeah, at Saturday here. That is just crazy what happened.
Same thing with where they're at 5 a.m. setting up and getting
it. I want to talk about your Feed My Starving Children when we're going to do the actual packing of the mm-hmm. packets. But how many volunteers will...
So it'll take about 3,000 volunteers.
Think about that. One time? In that one room?
Nope, just over that 4-day span. 4 days. It takes, you know, I can't even... But quantify it's so the organized, manpower
and you got to have somebody who knows mm-hmm. the logistics of organizing. Yeah. This pipe and drape goes here. This fryer goes here. You got that, the electricity. Mm-hmm. But I think people, Johnny and I promote a lot of free events. Well, nothing's free, right? I mean, there's a cost to every event. Right. It's just sponsored by people like you and the community, Associated Bank, Nicolet Bank. So many people step up and help with that. But I think sometimes we've got to be just a little bit more appreciative or patient, because sometimes it's like, you know, there's so much work that goes into this. Friday's on the Fox, which is Dueling Pianos tomorrow. Like, I know what goes on behind the scenes, and it's going to be a great, great event. And I think that's really good of you, Nick, to say that we, the music was good, but the back office was really, really good.
Right. Yeah. And that's the whole thing, to make all these events, you know, what I think last year was 20 years of the Broadway Farmers Market.
Right.
So this is the 21st year. I remember when that farmer's market, and I'm sure, I think you were mayor at the time.
What?
Were you mayor when it started?
Yeah.
Oh.
So they had like 12 or 14 vendors in the road facing the sidewalk, and they didn't close Broadway. So,
oh, my God.
So the backside of the tent.
No, that wasn't me.
People were driving.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, back at that when it first started. Well, I'm like. Okay.
We're glad you're still with us.
Well, I wasn't there then, but I'm just saying, I went to you go to the farmer's market and you're like looking at it, it's like, hopefully their tent doesn't get clipped.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
He said there were, I don't know if I was there when that first year, but it was 12 to 14 vendors and there was also 12 to 14 customers. Yeah. I mean, it just, but that really took off then.
Right.
Once it got redesigned, street was closed. They going down the middle, then it really took off. And,
sure.
I mean, now I think that's one of the larger farmers markets in the state of Wisconsin.
I want to say it's the second.
Next to Madison, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep,
I mean, it was Madison for sure, but theirs is awesome.
Yes. And, you know, like I was talking to, I'm actually talking with, I can't remember the name of the woman, but the one that runs the Saturday market. And we were talking last night. She came down to see my setup for something that I cannot spill the beans on yet. Possibly this year, but more than likely not, maybe next year. But anyway, we're talking about, I grew up in Milwaukee until I was like 12 or 13, and West Allis, which is like a suburb of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
They had this humongous farmer's market. Okay. It was like, it was huge, and there was no prepared food. There was no crafts. It was just produce. And it was probably double the size of Madison. And it was all produce, everything that from bok choy to everything.
I bet half the people, a lot of restaurants probably went there and bought their stuff.
Well, I was little, I don't remember much of it, but I remember going there and it was just absurd amount of, it was just huge.
Right.
And I remember, you know, obviously when we're little, you know, you walk 20 feet and you think you walked a mile, but I do remember the part, it was a very big farmer's market back in the day. And to think about how they have evolved. And the one thing with the Saturday market, like I talked to her yesterday, you know, they have a percentage of, they're 70% produce.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't want to move from that.
Nope.
She's 20% prepared food and she's 10% crafts. And they don't change that model.
That is a true farmer's market, though.
It is.
I mean,
it is.
I think that the event on Broadway was branded as a farmer's market, but that's kind of like almost an Ignite thing, an event deal. That's fun night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is. Especially for a couple of things that look really good. A gourmet pizza? Cupcake place.
I love the produce, but let's be real. I come for the curds.
Right?
A lot of people do.
The wine, the music, it's got a different vibe to it. Very successful.
Yes. I didn't know they had different music things going on at the same time.
Yes.
You'd think one would override the other, but they really don't.
No. They don't. No.
Yeah. And the food trucks they bring in there.
Let me ask you, talk about that tough day when your burner was busted and you had to fix it. What was more frustrating, going through that, trying to get that done, or getting a call from me saying the tie rod just went in my truck and I needed to get a tow? And I'd been cleaning out a house for a real estate thing and I had to bring it to a dump and the dump wouldn't take it. Do you remember that day?
Yes, I do. I would probably say the fryer was probably more aggravating.
That was more aggravating? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. 100 degrees. Poor Nick's climbing underneath my car on the asphalt. You got a broken tie rod. Well, can I drive it? He said, where do you have to go? I said, well, I have to dump all this stuff off to a landfill thing. So we get there, and my address wasn't living in Green Bay.
Yes, you were living in De Pere at the time.
Yes,
Ledgeview.
Yep. So they wouldn't let me drop it off.
Oh, my.
So I lived in Ledgeview instead of Green Bay. My truck is literally on three wheels. Literally.
And then we got them to downtown downtown auto, and then they took care of you pretty good.
Oh, they did. They were excellent down there at that
cheese
place.
Cheese curd extraordinaire and friendly neighbor.
Oh, me and Nick go way back.
There you go.
We go way back.
I went to school for auto mechanics.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
But he was also...
Well, Todd won't fix my car, so I'll have you take a look at it, Todd.
Nick, the farmer's market, you like your business plan that you have right now, and you're making a good living at it, because we talked to you, are you going to expand to Manitowoc? And you're like, hey, look, I'm doing fine right here. However, you've got to have some ideas on this NFL draft thing, because I know they're talking about
Did you go to that meeting?
But they're talking about, like, you know, a special farmer's market, right?
Okay.
Well, the meeting.
Minority meeting, though.
That was a diversity meeting.
Okay.
I went to that meeting, yes, because I didn't want them to tell something that I need, you know, like, sometimes let's be honest, it's the NFL, okay? They hide things for a reason, and then they let things out for a reason. I call it they're the kings of marketing, and I don't want to drag this out, but there's a reason why there's an ebb and flow with the NFL. They want to be, when there's nothing being talked about, they want to have somebody to talk about them.
They manufacture something.
That's why you have the Super Bowl, then it dips down. Well, no, everybody's over the Super Bowl. Then you have the combine. Wears off. Then you have the draft. Then the draft's done. Then you have OTAs and mini camps and so on. You know, you have all kinds of things that, you know, and then you with the mini camps, you know, you have a thing now that's kind of gaining some traction is Aaron Rodgers isn't reporting to camp.
Yeah.
You
know,
did you see the comments on that?
Yeah. But anyway, awesome. You have these blips. So they're very smart. They're very smart on how they release their stuff. Okay. And that's why I went to that meeting, is just in case they were going to slip something in there that I needed to know about, which I didn't. I went there. It was informative, but at the end of the day, you know, they said we're going to have more meetings. But anyway, yes, we are planning to be somewhere. We're planning to be at Stadium View as of right now. And, they're going to be, it sounds like they're going to be right on the edge of an entrance, I think. Everybody thinks.
Although nobody knows yet exactly where it's going
to be. Nobody knows where, you know, that's all preliminary. Again, that's the NFL kind of holding everything in until the last minute. And then, yes, there's other food trucks. They're talking to have like a food truck court close to, you know, outside. I'm calling it the Battle Dome or the, you know, the squared circle.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to have,
that
I think.
That is a huge, huge area.
Yeah.
I
it sounds like they're going to have between 40 and 70. They're going to try to have 40 to 70 food vendors on the inside.
Okay. And you're hoping to be one of them?
No.
Oh, you're not?
Well, no, he wants to make money.
Yeah. Well, there's logistics to it, yes.
Got it. Okay. Yes. But you still want to be within the whole parameters.
Oh, yeah. We will be more than likely at Stadium.
I think it's going to be right next to
Uper Village?
Uper
Village.
I was thinking of the pasties.
I want to do a food court thing, Uper Village, and I would serve pasties and kudagis.
Isn't that a good idea for people traveling to see that? I think that's kind of a little
They'd never get anywhere else.
Okay.
I guess he's onto something. I don't think it's going to work, but I think he's onto something. And I'm very happy to
work my booth, and I'll give a cut to the
Hey, I'll be there. Right. I'll be there. You
She'd
tell
be
me.
Great
I
to
will,
have in your booth.
There.
Then it might work.
Remember
then
we talked about before all the logistics that go into things? We have some planning to
I'm
do.
I'm not good at that.
We have some planning to do.
Really?
We got to set a... What?
Well, that's why the mayor's here.
Exactly. Wow. There you go.
I'm a delegator.
We got to set a quick break. Stick around. Matt Gabe will be joining us after the top hour. And Pat Trace and Discover Oshkosh, who we had an absolute blast with last Friday. Back after this. I do believe in you, and I know you believe in me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app where with cheese curd Nick King, of the Farmer's Market in downtown Green Bay. We're with Vanessa Moran, president of Feed My Starving Children, the entire international corporation.
Yes, she's going to get her back to the airport because she's just stopping in for a quick
flying back
not
to
quite. No.
Private jet.
Exactly.
I think as much as we joke about that, you guys are both like behind the scenes, roll up the sleeves, people that are making this stuff happen. I mean, I'm with him on, I think you got the best cheese curds, and I love cheese curds, but they're lightly breaded and the temperature is perfect. And Vanessa, I just can't say enough about what you're doing on all levels. I mean, the marathon was great, but this Feed My Starving Children is going to be a huge, huge event to put us on the map to say, look, we will feed. I don't know how many kids we're going to feed in that.
We have to look at the numbers. It'll depend how many get packed that first that first week of October. But we'll take a look and know the totals.
And we're working on getting you volunteers as well.
Volunteers, dollars, everything. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I
thank
think it's you. Great. But Nick,
Nick, you being you, me being me.
Yeah.
Would the fact that it's illegal to take bottles bought in Wisconsin to bring them to Menominee, Michigan, to get the money from them? Would you have a problem with that on your conscience?
Do you have is there a stamp on the can?
Yes.
No. No, on the bottles, I take all the labels off.
How about this?
I meant, like on the aluminum cans, they have that stamp on there.
Yeah, I know.
If you take it to Michigan, you get 10 cents.
That's what I thought, too, for the bottles. But there's a thing people sent me said, no, that's illegal to go across straight lines.
They have
lines.
To be bought in Michigan. That's
technically, yes.
Thank you, Nick. Ring him up for me, please, God. Hang on 1 second here.
Okay. Yes, Your Honor.
Yeah.
All right. But John, here's the thing. You're talking about doing this, and everybody's hearing you on the radio.
I know.
Nobody's listening.
But there are a lot of cans sold by that beer tent on the farmer's market, so maybe we could, all those Vizzies and all those other cans.
Tell them what you've got for people can bring in cans for the kids.
The entire month of June, July, and August, if you just bring your cans right to a donation bin right behind St. John the Baptist in Howard, right off of Glendale Avenue, all of those cans donated during the months of June, July, and August get recycled, and the proceeds come directly to Feed My Starving Children.
Okay, well, what's the fine if you get caught?
The fine if you get caught from bringing cans from the farmer's market?
I don't know. We're done
talking about that.
I got a $35 fine yesterday for riding down the Fox River trail.
We're done talking about plastic bottles. We're going to go straight back to aluminum. Aluminum cans.
Okay.
Feed my starving children. Save them.
St. John the Baptist, Glendale Avenue.
No, actually, see,
everyone drinks soda.
But on this water bottle, it says, what does that mean? Is that Maine?
Yeah, Maine.
So, M-E and H-I. So, Hawaii and Maine, 5 cents.
You okay?
Okay. Or 10 cents.
Road trip?
Yeah. Hawaii? Michigan isn't on this.
Yeah, Michigan is not. So Michigan does not do the
Oregon,
bottle.
Hawaii, and Maine. Well,
you're just going to keep getting in trouble. I'm telling you guys. Aluminum can. Feed my starving children.
We had Lynn Mockawan. Where did she say she was from?
Next. She's going there, Johnny.
She's from Maine.
Yeah, and she's going there next week.
We could load her up. Think about this.
We really could.
Yeah.
Get her a trailer. Absolutely. It's not yours. It'll break.
I'm sure they're flying, but you're $25 for the bag. You have $20 of plastic in there. So.
Or just donate $20. Or, you know, that's an option, too.
We got to find revenue streams for this Feed My Starving Children, but the way you get money is to have people. And what you bring to the party, Nick, with your cheese curd stand is people.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
So, and you know what? How about we do this? So, again, well, preliminary. Let me talk to the people at Titletown.
Okay.
Because
that's right. You do a Titletown too.
We're at Titletown Market on Thursday. So, what we can do is, if you guys want, we can do like a 2-day, like a Wednesday, Thursday.
Hey, listen, we're in for anything.
That would be phenomenal.
Let me talk to Titletown and the people at Titletown, and maybe Titletown can actually maybe do something for you too if I talk to them.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
I have no control over that.
Right.
But anyway.
Awesome.
Do you have some swag we can wear? You got any shirts that say "Feed My Starving Children" or hats?
We don't until the actual pack, but I can see what I can find.
We'll figure something out.
Do you have Fat Man sizes for me and John?
Right here too.
If there's any local shirt makers out there, that would let them.
I just had brats and cheese curds for breakfast, so I can join your club.
Cheese curds last night and. Big thing of that coconut ice cream down at the in Oshkosh.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Have you ever been there to the drive-in in Oshkosh?
No, I have no idea.
Arby's and
a long time ago. It's been probably 15, 20 years.
Yeah, it was open. I think in 1958.
Do you remember Belts ice cream in Stevens Point? The giant ice cream cones.
Belts is the bomb. That's awesome.
Yes,
I've never heard of that one.
What were you doing over there? My kid went to violin camp.
Mine too.
Yeah,
mine
yeah,
too.
That's
held on the Stevens Point campus.
Oh, I thought
every
you
year.
Said Wausau, because then John could bike to Wausau.
It's
Suzuki and harps, and that girl that was abducted from Salt Lake City was there. She was one of the students.
Oh, Mantha Smart?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So anyway.
Wow.
That's a very, very cool program. If your kids are going to, you know, you can learn traditional music, right, with the scales and all that, or you can learn Suzuki, which is more by ear. That's a great program.
My children are both in it. Yeah. They've both played violin since they were four.
Right. So
anyway. And go live in the dorm. Belt ice cream.
You know, there's some weird things happening today. So Mako and Big Wayne talking about, last time I saw you was backstage at the bodybuilding competition. Okay. You went to school with Big Wayne, correct?
Wayne was here this morning?
Yes. Yeah. And he went to school with Wayne. So it's like a weird connection of things. You were, I won't say who, you worked for a very close personal friend of him in politics.
And we won't say who.
Oh, very good. Let's keep moving.
All I'm going to say is, green, black, Packers!
Keep moving, Johnny.
Sorry. All right.
And now we have the cheese curd connection, Belt's ice cream connection. And
I want to try this Belt's ice cream.
Belt's.
Do they still make it?
Oh, yeah.
They're not going anywhere.
So is it just Stevens Point?
Stevens Point.
Wow.
And I want to try this place in Oshkosh.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's so cool. It's like walking back into happy days.
I want to talk about the farmer's market for a second. I went to the Brewers game yesterday, and Johnny, you would have given me a hard time, so I shouldn't even tell you this, but they have great food stations there, right? They got the hamburgers, they got the brats, it's all over the place. What do I bring? A whole bunch of cash. They take zero cash.
Yeah, you want
to
know why?
Zero. Well, not even a place to exchange your cash to get a card, you know?
They don't even have like an Associated Bank or BMO Harris or nothing in there?
That wouldn't do anything. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, because for Green Bay, the Packers, they have Associated Bank, like kiosks.
But can you put in cash?
No,
and you get a card back.
Okay.
I did not.
I see. I think they got that at Epic, too, now.
I looked because I was like.
But you know, first thing I did last night before going to the farm, but, stopped to the time machine and got but you guys $60 in cash.
Okay, so they take cash and credit?
I do cash and credit, yes.
Okay, and that's cool. And my servant children will take anything.
Postage stamps?
Just not plastic
just
bottles.
Just not plastic bottles. Yeah. Don't do
illegal.
It.
Hey, this has been so much fun. This is great. Nick, Vanessa, what a great combination. Maybe we got right. working here. And because Nick, you got the biggest heart in the world. You really do. You're tough exterior, but you got a huge heart. So, Vanessa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Always fun having
thank
you.
Thank you so much.
Best of luck on Sunday. Hope
thank
we
you.
Can make it down there.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
We'd love that.
Cool.
Thank
well,
you.
You're very welcome. Matt Gable from the Meyer Theater is joining us along with Pat Tracing for Discover Oshkosh. Back after this.
He knew right then he was too far from home.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. On the road with Jane and Todd. The tour continues. Next stop, Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Stop in for a coffee with Jane Matinair and Todd Albaugh.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.